following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Amen. 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 I'll tell you, as we stand up here and worship, it just lets us know that we don't worship alone, do we? We worship with the body of Christ. And this body of Christ, we worship all over the world. Hundreds of thousands, millions of believers. And one day, we'll all be in heaven, just glorifying God together. Amen. 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 I can't wait till that day, till this old broken body is gone, right? The aches and pains in the back, and just all the sin of the world. Man, it's just gone away, and God wipes away every tear from our eyes. Well, tonight I have a question for you before we get into the Word, and that's, do you remember what our theme for Christmas is? A little nudge there. Do you remember what it is? Awe and wonder. Awe and wonder. Well, awe and wonder are not necessarily something that you can catch. It isn't like a fishing hook. We take out our fishing tackle and we go down a stream and throw the hook to try and catch the awe and wonder of God. Nor is it something that we see awe and wonder where we go, man, I wish that Starbucks line was a lot shorter. We go, or we go, man, I wonder if Amazon is going to deliver my package on time for Christmas, right? That is an awe and wonder at all. But what we're talking about is an awesome God, awe. We're talking about a wonderful God, what He has done, what the things that we see Him do. And the only way we can do that, family, is that we have to catch it. So my question is for you tonight, have you caught this season the awe and wonder of God? Well, to do that, we're going to look at an awe and wonder situation. And if you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 2, I know this will not be an unfamiliar passage for most of us, but what I want you to do is really get into the awe and wonder of the moment. So Jesus Christ has just been born in Bethlehem. And there in the shepherds, we'll start in verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. So lots of awe and wonder? Yeah, not so much yet. Not so much yet. But shepherds were out there just doing what shepherds do, what they've done all their life. Maybe since they were a young child, they went out there and they tended the sheep from the time, sometimes they say as little as five. Can you imagine your five-year-old going out to send him out at night to tend the fields? Well, that's what they did in those days. Well, here it says next that, and behold, hey, first on wonder, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Whoa, on wonder moment, right? Right? Can we say on wonder moment? Yes, a big on wonder moment. Not just an angel of the Lord came to them, which, of course, that wouldn't necessarily be a good thing in those days, right? Because in the Old Testament, whenever an angel showed up, it means usually God was going to provide some judgment on his people. So, man, of course, these shepherds, they were afraid. But there was something special about them. Look at the passage. It says that the glory of the Lord shone around them. Can you imagine that? The glory, God's glory, one day that we're going to see in heaven, God's glory shone around them. They got to see that firsthand. And what happened? And what happened next? Well, it says, and they were greatly afraid. Of course they were. Yes, this awe and wonder is just overwhelming. Then the angel of the Lord said to them, though, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And he's going to give him a sign. And this is how you know that this will happen. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Kind of an awe. There's a little bit of an awe there, thinking that, wow, the King of Kings is born in a humble manger, is born to humble people, not in a princely way, not in a kingly way, but he's born to humble Joseph and Mary. That's an awe and wonder. But it doesn't stop there, does it? Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude, that is over 100, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. So first there was one angel, right? Now there's over 100 saying, glory to God in the highest and peace, goodwill on earth. Do you think these shepherds, do you think they needed peace? Do you think they needed more goodwill? Of course they did. They were overwhelmed by that. Who could this baby be? And in verse 15, so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into the heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which they were told by the shepherds. They went, ah, ooh, I wonder if that's true. And it was. And in verse 19, but Mary, she kept all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Now, just for fun, is there anyone here that this is the first time, and you don't have to be embarrassed, that you've heard this passage? Anyone? Yeah, all of us know it, sometimes for me, for over 40 years. But this is what I want to do. I'd like to bring it, this passage, really close to home. You see, in all of our lives, there's a time that we've been those shepherds. We didn't expect Jesus to come into our lives. We were just there, kind of standing in the fields, going about our daily lives. And then suddenly, this angel came to us. And I don't know who the angels were in your life that brought Jesus into your life, that introduced you to him. Mine was a man and a woman by the name of Lauren and Beth Sanford. I was 17 years old. I was there worshiping at a church right next to my high school. And I'll tell you, Lauren and Beth, they were just full of unconditional love. And they led our youth group. And there on November 15th up in the Sequoias, I accepted Jesus as my own personal Savior, and it's been a ride since then. It's been a ride of awe and wondering, learning more and more about our Lord every single day. And you know what? There was a moment there that after we accepted Jesus, I couldn't wait to tell everybody about it. In fact, I remember after the retreat, I came running home to my house and I told my mom, Mom, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. And unfortunately, she didn't get it. She was a wonderful woman, played church later on, played piano for the church later on in her life, was a skilled musician, but she didn't really have Jesus in her life at that moment. And she said, "Brian," my middle name, my first name's Marty. She said, "Brian, that's wonderful." Kind of like I got an A on a report card, right? You couldn't grasp the change that Jesus makes in your life. And I just remember that fire that was inside of me that I had to tell everybody about Jesus, that moment. And that's what we want to reignite in our lives. The idea, have you caught the awe and wonder of God? First thing I'd like you to think about tonight is, number one, who were the angels in your life? Who were those people that brought you, through love usually, to know Jesus? See, when I first got to know him, I was like those shepherds in the field. Man, I was so afraid because I was confronted with my sin. I knew where I was going. I was going to be eternally separated from God if I did not have Jesus in my life. And I was afraid. But Lauren and Beth Sanford, they said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy." And that's in the life of Jesus Christ. And as we surrender our lives to him, our lives become enveloped in him. We want to know more about him. We hunger for him. And where do we learn? Where do we get the awe and wonder? In his word. If God does not reveal it to us, we don't know about it. So we get a hunger for his word. He puts that in our heart. What I'd like you to do tonight is reignite that passion for God's word. Start seeing the awe and wonder and know today how awesome and glorious and wonderful our God is. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for saving us, for coming for us, for doing something that we could never do. Father, it is you alone that hold the words of eternal life. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can save. And Lord, as we walk through this Christmas season, I just pray for my brothers and sisters that, Lord, we will walk a closer walk with thee. That, Lord, we'll reignite that passion that happened for me over 40 years ago, for some over 20, for some maybe it was just last week. But Father, don't let us lose that passion to grow and know about you. But Father, always lead us, guide us lovingly in your way. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.